The number of people getting diseases from ticks and mosquitoes in the United States has more than tripled over the past 12 years. That's according to a recent report from the Centers for Disease Control. And here in the Northeast, as the warm weather arrives, health officials are encouraging people to protect themselves from insects when they're outside. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The CDC report is the first comprehensive look at all of the diseases that are carried by mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas, and which are showing up increasingly across the U.S. Lyme disease, West Nile, Zika, dengue, and other dangerous diseases are on the rise, and the U.S. is not fully prepared to control the spread, the report finds. Mosquitoes and ticks are increasing and moving into new areas, the authors say. But the federal agency doesn't mention climate change as a reason for the spread.
Climate change certainly has to be treated as a realistic possibility.
Matt Ayers is a biology professor at Dartmouth College, and he says as the climate warms and our winters become less severe, we should expect to see more ticks in northern New England. Ticks mainly feed on the blood of deer and rodents, and Ayers says other human impacts on the environment are changing the living and roaming patterns of deer and mice. The report also points to more overseas travel as a reason why some diseases are spreading across the U.S. But the bottom line is that scientists don't completely understand why there are more ticks and why more ticks are carrying diseases.
To my knowledge, it has not been specifically addressed with research. It's actually amazing how little we know about the ecology of these animals that are so important to people.
The CDC says Lyme disease is one of the most common tick-borne diseases, and in 2016, Vermont had the second highest rate of reported Lyme disease cases in the U.S. And the number of reported cases in Vermont has increased dramatically over the past 10 years. There were about 100 cases across the state in 2006, and 10 years later, more than 500. Bradley Tompkins is with the Vermont Department of Health, and he says the national numbers in the CDC report reflect what he's seeing across the state.
We've seen an increase here in Vermont over the last couple of years in tick-borne diseases in particular. So it's not the sort of trend that we want to see, but it didn't come as a big surprise.
The health department says the best way to avoid tick bites is by using an insect repellent, checking the body daily for ticks, and limiting exposure to tick habitat. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.